Oh, they trying to turn it loose. Amen. I learned a long time ago. You not quench the spirit. I don't want to be the firefighter that comes up here and try to put the fire out. So we thank God for the joy that comes with worship. One thing about that kind of song, it finds you where you are. Father, we do come in the name of Jesus, and we thank you because we do want to be ready that when you call our names, that we can respond. Even now we ask that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another, and when this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord today, and I just had a flashback of my early days of preaching. Not that I'm some old preacher, but I thank God for my wife.
Amen.
Amen. My partner in ministry. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There's a word today that comes from the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, in just one passage. When you found it, say amen. When you've seen it, say I can see it. It reads, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." I want to preach today from the sermonic title, "A Renewed Mind in a Brainwashed World." A renewed mind in a brainwashed world. You've been on my mind all week. As a congregation, as a people of faith, I often think about when I stand to preach, who in the congregation will need to hear the word that God has placed before us. It begins by the preacher. Sometimes you think it's for somebody else, it's really for you. And that is what the word does. I prayed about this message. I pray how it might affect you, how it might help you and I to grow in the Lord. Amen. Our minds are amazing. They make it possible for us to do many things, allow us to think and to feel emotions and to understand. And they're able to generate thoughts. Thoughts have the power to shape the way we see things, the way we see others, the way we see ourselves. 60,000 thoughts a day is the latest I've seen from the experts. That in the course of one day, you and I have more than 60,000 thoughts. Can you imagine that? From the time that your feet hit the floor to the time you go to bed, that your mind is constantly moving. Some of the thoughts are positive. Some are negative. But our thoughts form memories. It has been said that we do about 800 memories per second. We can store them. You could take me down home to where you were born and grew up, and you have memories of people and places and things because the mind is really amazing. I remember growing up watching commercials from the United Negro College Fund. Always say the mind is a terrible thing to waste. Would see some young person trying to make it to college, and this fund would help them to get an education. I used to put that thing to heart. I got grants in order to go to school. My folks had no money, zero on the application. But you know, God is faithful. Anybody like that, unless you had a special fund, that God made a way, and so you might have had fun, but you couldn't play. because somebody had invested in you. I believe it's important to have a renewed mind in a brainwashed world. Brainwashing is to pressure someone into adopting a radically different belief system by using forcible means. Sometimes brainwashing comes disguised in faith. Back in 1978, persons left their homes and their belongings and went to Guyana, South America, to follow a leader who apparently tried to preach faith, but it was disguised as something else, and they drank the Kool-Aid. Cyanide-laced Kool-Aid. Amen? Some died, others were shot to death. But in a text today, Paul writes to the believers in Rome. And I thought about it, I said, you know, Paul is qualified. Some things you can't talk about unless you've lived. If anybody can talk about a renewed mind, it's Paul. Paul, who was a persecutor, went by the name of Saul. He would hunt down Christians for a bounty. His goal was to go get them. And one day he met his match on the Damascus Road. He was going to start more trouble. God ever stopped you when you were going to start some more trouble? You weren't done yet with your worldly living? He said, that's enough. We've all had a Damascus Road experience. He was knocked off his beast, blinded. God used him. And so when he writes, he has, as the folks say, he has cred about what it means to be changed. So let's talk about the options today for this renewed mind. I think we have to make a choice and then make a change and then to make it Christ. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. Don't comply with the pattern of this world. Don't follow. Don't be led in any way by the pattern of this world. I think of patterns. I think of mama stopping at the Van H. Priest Company, going to the pattern section, getting patterns to make dresses for my sisters, and she would follow a guide. And the world has a pattern. It wants you and I to follow. The world has a pattern and a set of standards. It wants to drive us. In the world, it's do your thing. In the world, it is just do you. Don't worry about anybody else. In the world, it is just be free and footloose. Does that resonate with anyone? Has it that you figure it's just my thing? What if I want to do? I'll do it. I don't care. That's the way the world operates. There is a pattern, but the word calls for us to be in the world, but not of the world. No spaceship can take you away to where all of a sudden you're so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. We got to live in the world so we can affect the world. Amen? Folk ought to see something in us and say, you know what? I don't know. You're kind of strange, but I like you. I follow you. The word says that we are a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. And so we got to exist in the world, but don't follow the ways of the world. Colossians 3, 1 and 2 says, if then you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ sitteth on the right hand of the Father. Set your affections and minds on these things, not on the earth, but above. Every now and then, don't you just kind of glance up knowing that soon and very soon we're all going to see the King. Every now and then you realize that troubles won't last always, that this is just temporary. My God, I love being here. What about you? But soon we'll be done with the troubles of this world, going home to live with God. But while you're here, make a difference. While you're here, live in a way that others may find and see something in you. It's renewing our minds. We've got to make a choice, but also make a change. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know what came to mind to me? I told you that mind is working thoughts. Those little transformer toys. I think they still sell them. That one minute you're a warrior, the next minute you're a vehicle. You can bend it and shape it any way you want to shape it. That's transformation. If we're not careful, we'll be transformed into what the world wants. But we are transformed by renewing our minds to make our minds new again. Earlier this week, I considered a different introduction to the sermon. It was one by T.W. Hunt, where he talks about how God transforms us. And he says, just saying, what if you felt so transformed in your mind, you would say to God, okay, on Sunday, I want you to play a tape of everything I thought of this week and let it just go live. I said, oh, I don't know if I want that. What about you? And we think about that because all of our thoughts are not holy thoughts. All of our thoughts, oh, I got y'all going, didn't I? What y'all thinking of wants to renew the way that we think. Amen? And it does not happen overnight. It's not a one-time hit. Over and over again, he's got to renew our minds. Things will come in that are not holy to not today. Nope, not going there. I'm going to lift my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. Hey, can I just be real today? The flesh warring against the spirit. I may look holy. You may look holy, but thoughts come. Amen. But thank be to God. You can say, and block them even now. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Patti LaBelle said, I got a new attitude. Amen? I'm feeling good from my hat to my shoe. I got a new attitude. And when you begin to walk with the Lord, your attitude ought to change. Can't be the same old nasty you, and you're trying to live for the Lord, that your attitude ought to change with this renewed mind. Paul suggests making a change, making a choice, and to make it. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, perfect will. And so by testing and approving, we'll be able to know and to discern what is from God, what is best, while rejecting the lies of the world. A renewed mind is a gift from the Holy Spirit. It reveals God's will, good, pleasing, perfect. God's sovereign will is God's hidden will. You know, remember Christ says, not my will, but your will be done. Amen. God's revealed will is that which we find in the text, in the Bible. What do you want for my life, Lord? It's in the Word. What do you think I ought to do? It's in the Word. I don't need to go and find anything. The Word. Paul's right to Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given you the spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind. Isaiah says in Isaiah 26:3, thou will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. Anybody ever said to you that you've lost your mind? I've heard that. Anybody ever lost their mind? Aren't you glad that God is the one who went to the lost and the found and to find you and to find your mind and to transfer in you? Philippians 2:5-8 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man, and being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself even unto the death of the cross. The cross matters. Well, you know, studies have proven that doing something frequently, often, like reading the Bible, can actually change the way we think. Literally change our brain. Our mind is transformed and made new. I came across this from Mark Batterson. He's a young preacher over in Washington on Capitol Hill, began his work in a coffee shop. He talks about these doctors at the National Institute of Mental Health that did a study asking subjects to perform a simple motor task of finger tapping. And as they tapped, the doctors would do an MRI to identify which part of the brain was working. And the subjects would do it every day for 4 weeks. You ever do that? Just tapping your fingers. And at the end, they did another brain scan. And it revealed that there's an area of the brain that had expanded because of the finger tapping. And when we read scripture, we're recruiting new nerve cells. I see some medical folks, I know that. And rewiring neuronal connections. We're downloading a new mind system that reconfigures the mind. And so when we read scripture, Batterson suggests that we are engaging in spiritual tapping. Our brains are rewired in alignment with the word, and we develop the mind of Christ. Just tapping. Just reading the word opens up new parts in our brain. Just a devotional a day. Just reading the scriptures. Just listening to it by way of audio has a way of changing the way that we think. Paul wrote, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that we might grow thereby. The writer of Hebrews says, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any two or double-edged sword. David says, your word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Thy word shall I hide in my heart that I will not sin against you. John says, in the beginning was the word. You following me now? Some of y'all starting to tap your hands and starting to tap your feet, because what you're doing is opening up that avenue. And the word was with God, and the word was God. Isaiah reminds us, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of God endures forever. That's what changes our minds. Jesus says, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every, there it is again, every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you'll ask what you will and I'll give it to you. Heaven and earth will pass away. All I'm trying to say is we got to click on the on button of our minds today and allow the Lord to renew us. It's something that we got to want to do. Amen. I'm so glad today the Lord is able to change my mind. You ever been going someplace and you realize it's not a good idea? He changes your mind. I'm glad today that God stops by and changes my mind. I'm glad that he takes my mind and he uses it for a good cause. I'm glad today that he allows me and you to make a difference in the life of somebody else. And so even though the world may have an agenda, don't you mess with the world. Tell the world, never mind. Because I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today, and his name is Jesus. Tell the world, never mind. I've decided to follow Jesus. Tell the world, never mind. He's been good to me. He's brought me out of some mighty tough situations. Tell the world today, never mind. I know that God will make a way somehow. You got to tell the world, never mind. Never mind, because he's done so much for me. Never mind, because he's brought me through seen and unseen dangers. Never mind, he's healed my body. Never mind, he's given me peace of mind. Never mind, he's given me joy. Never mind, world. I know that the old church would do what they would seek, the mind of Christ. You may say I'm out of my mind, but I've got the mind of Christ today. I got a changed mind today. Your thinking just changed on the spot when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you. My God, you get excited. Lord, you didn't have to do it, but you did. And so when I think about it, when I think about what he's doing even now in my mind while I'm preaching the word, he's changing my mind and giving me things to say that's not on the manuscript, because I don't mind following that Savior. And right now he's putting some things in your mind, but it's not just your mind, but what is he doing for your heart? Amen. Because man looks at the outer, but God looks at the mind. Can I preach today? Right now, some of those 60,000 thoughts are moving in my head, and all I can say is, Lord, thank you for everything that you've done for me. And as I keep my mind moving, thank you for bringing me through. Anybody feel like there's something on your mind today? And folks say, I'm going to tell you a piece of my mind. Well, here's a piece of my mind today. He saved me from a burning hell. That's a piece of my mind. Aren't you glad today that he is the one who makes the difference? You ought to make the choice, and you ought to make the change, and you ought to make it Christ who died on a whole rugged cross, Christ who shed his blood, Christ who was put in a borrowed tomb, Christ who got up on the third day morning with all power in his hand. Never mind. A renewed mind in a brainwashed world. That is the word of God today. What you thinking about? You know, it looks important. You go, that looks like we're thinking about something. I'm thinking about what he's done. We come today to offer Christ the mind regulator. Old saints, you gotta have a made up mind. Today I offer Christ to you. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Start with the mind. Might be someone who's been thinking about giving their life to you. They've thought about it. They've considered it. Today, may they make you their choice. Father, we come praying for that soul today. Save that soul today, just as you've done with us. Oh, we overthought it, but you changed our lives, and we thank you. Do it today in the life of that person who may be in this building, they may be online. Think about it. Think about it. Do it today, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I have decided. That's what I thought about. To follow Jesus. I have decided. I have to follow Jesus. I have decided.